Welcome to Journal Club for February 5th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Imagine that you're headed off on vacation. You've got a carry-on bag that's packed to the gills and a checked bag that couldn't possibly fit another thing. Your friend drops you off at the airport and you go inside the terminal to drop your bag at the counter. But, there's a problem. There's a 50-pound weight limit for your bag and you're way over. The fee for the overage is outrageously high, as is the fee for adding on another bag. So what do? You call that friend that dropped you off and you tell them to come back around so that you can drop some of your excess items in their trunk, right? Meanwhile, you zip open your checked bag, lay it out on the floor, and start making some hard choices. Do you keep your books and dump the extra shoes? Do you keep your maracas and dump the banjo? Maybe the bowling ball needs to go. Decisions. Ultimately, these decisions come down to how valuable each item is to you. The task in front of you is to maximize the value of the items left in the bag without exceeding a weight limit. In computer science, this is what we call the knapsack problem. On today's episode, we're going to look at a much more complex version of the knapsack problem called the multidimensional knapsack problem, MKP, and a new solution that the authors are proposing to solve it. We're going to start by exploring what the knapsack problem is on a technical level, and then we'll look at some previous solutions to the problem, and finally, at these authors' new solution. Let's jump in. The multidimensional knapsack problem is a combinatorial optimization problem that extends the classic knapsack problem by introducing multiple constraints. In its simplest form, the traditional knapsack problem involves selecting a subset of items, each with a given weight and value. You need to maximize the total value while ensuring that the weight does not exceed a fixed capacity. The multidimensional variant generalizes this by considering multiple resource constraints instead of a single weight limit. Each item consumes resources from multiple dimensions, and the total usage across all selected items must remain within the predefined capacity for each constraint. This problem arises in many real-world scenarios where limited resources must be allocated efficiently. In logistics, for example, a company may need to pack goods into containers, each subject to multiple restrictions such as volume, weight, and allowable energy consumption. In financial portfolio management, selecting investments involves balancing multiple factors like risk, liquidity, and capital requirements. The multidimensional knapsack problem is classified as NP-hard. The computational effort required grows exponentially with the problem size. Exact methods, such as dynamic programming and branch and bound techniques, can provide optimal solutions at a small scale, but they become infeasible for large instances due to their potential time complexity. Another difficulty arises from the trade-offs involved in selecting items. An item with high value might consume too much of a particular resource, preventing the selection of other valuable items that use different resources more efficiently. The optimal solution is rarely intuitive because the constraints interact in complex ways. The multidimensional nature also introduces additional computational challenges when scaling to large datasets. Simple greedy strategies, which work reasonably well in the single knapsack case, often fail because they do not account for how different dimensions constrain each other. So, for all these reasons and more, you need sophisticated algorithms to explore and compare different allocation strategies. Rather than exact methods, heuristic and meta-heuristic approaches are commonly used. Let's clarify those terms for a moment. Heuristic, a problem-specific algorithm designed to find good solutions quickly by using domain knowledge and rule-based approximations rather than exhaustive search. Heuristics do not guarantee optimality, but provide efficient solutions within practical time constraints. Meta-heuristic, a higher-level general-purpose search strategy that guides underlying heuristics to explore solution spaces more effectively. Meta-heuristics incorporate randomness, adaptation, and iterative improvement to balance exploration, that is, diversifying search, and exploitation, that is, refining promising solutions. A heuristic is typically a deterministic approach tailored for a specific problem. A meta-heuristic, on the other hand, provides a more flexible and adaptive search mechanism. The key difference lies in adaptability and scope. Heuristics exploit problem-specific rules and are often computationally efficient but limited in their ability to escape local optima. Meta-heuristics, while more computationally expensive, offer broader exploration capabilities and can adapt to various optimization problems by integrating randomness, adaptive learning, and iterative refinement. One of the most widely used methods is the genetic algorithm, GA. A population of candidate solutions undergoes selection, crossover, and mutation. A fitness function evaluates each solution based on profit maximization while ensuring feasibility by penalizing violations of resource constraints. Another option is particle swarm optimization, PSO, where each solution is represented as a particle moving through a high-dimensional search space. Each particle's velocity is updated based on its previous best-known position and the global best position found by the swarm. This balance between individual experience and social learning allows PSO to converge quickly towards promising regions. And then there's ant colony optimization, ACO, which formulates the problem as a probabilistic path construction process. Artificial ants construct feasible solutions by iteratively selecting items based on a pheromone trail, which is reinforced in proportion to solution quality. But more relevant for our purposes today is the Spider-Wasp Optimizer, SWO, a more recent addition to the meta-heuristic family. It is inspired by the predatory behavior of spider wasps, which hunt and paralyze spiders before securing them as a food source. The algorithm models two key phases. Exploration, where spider wasps search for potential prey across the solution space, and exploitation, where the captured prey is refined into an optimal form. The exploration phase employs random walks, allowing broad sampling of the search space, akin to a wasp scouting for a host. When it locates a promising solution, an exploitation mechanism simulates the wasp's paralyzing strike by perturbing the solution within a constrained neighborhood. A recovery mechanism introduces occasional deviations to prevent stagnation. This is analogous to the prey escaping, and it forces the algorithm to diversify. This adaptive interplay between aggressive local refinement and strategic global search enables SWO to navigate the complex multimodal search space of MKP, the multidimensional knapsack problem, with efficiency. Or at least it would. But there's actually a problem with SWO that is preventing it from being used effectively for the MKP. SWO is inherently a continuous space optimizer, meaning its mathematical model assumes solutions exist in a real-valued search space, whereas MKP is a discrete binary problem where each item is either included, 1, or excluded, 0. The fundamental mismatch means that standard SWO cannot directly handle the binary constraints of MKP, leading to infeasible or non-applicable solutions. So that's why, in today's paper, the authors introduce the binary spider-wasp optimizer, BSWO. It is, as it sounds, the binary variant of the original. It adapts the original continuous space SWO to operate in a discrete binary search space. Unlike the original SWO, where solutions are represented as continuous vectors and updated using differential equations, BSWO operates within a binary domain where each item in the knapsack is either selected, 1, or not, 0. To bridge this gap, BSWO applies transfer functions to transform continuous position updates into binary values. Transfer functions are a common discretization strategy in binary optimization. 9 of them were used here from 3 families. X-shaped, that's a transfer function that normalizes continuous values while maintaining a balanced transition between 0 and 1. S-shaped, a sigmoid-like transfer function that converts continuous values into probabilities where larger inputs approach 1 and smaller inputs approach 0 in an S-curve pattern. And V-shaped, a function that maps continuous inputs into a probability distribution based on absolute values rather than direct sigmoid scaling. All of these were tested to determine their effectiveness in maintaining the balance between exploration and exploitation. This process enables BSWO to inherit the adaptive search capabilities of SWO while conforming to the constraints of binary optimization. Another challenge in binary optimization is the handling of infeasible solutions. The MKP requires not only selecting high-profit items, but also ensuring that the constraints are not violated. Unfortunately, the standard SWO does not inherently enforce feasibility, leading to the need for a repair mechanism. BSWO integrates a new variant of a repair operator, RO4, which builds upon earlier heuristic repair strategies to ensure feasibility while improving solution quality. The repair process operates in two phases, drop and add. In the drop phase, items are removed from infeasible solutions, prioritizing those with the lowest profit-to-weight ratio in the most violated constraints. The add phase then attempts to reintroduce items with high profitability, but unlike earlier repair methods that greedily add items based solely on their individual value ratio, RO4 introduces a randomized selection mechanism to prevent short-sighted decisions that may block more optimal item combinations. This hybrid approach ensures that BSWO does not discard valuable candidate solutions while still enforcing feasibility constraints efficiently. They call this total combined strategy BSWO-RO4. To evaluate the effectiveness of their new system, the researchers conducted a series of benchmark tests. They focused on three key areas: solution quality, convergence speed, and computational efficiency. They tested their algorithms on a set of small-scale, medium-scale, and large-scale MKP instances and compared them against several other meta-heuristic optimizers. Genetic algorithms, binary differential evolution, binary moth flame optimization, and binary manta ray foraging optimization. Each algorithm was executed multiple times on each instance, and the results were averaged to account for stochastic variations. Performance was measured using best fitness value, average fitness value, worst fitness value, standard deviation, and computational cost. So how did they do? Pretty well, actually. The BSWO-RO4 with the X-shaped transfer functions significantly outperformed competing methods on small and medium-scale MKPs. It consistently achieved the highest or near-highest best fitness values across multiple problem sets. It also exhibited faster convergence, often reaching near-optimal solutions in fewer iterations compared to other binary meta-heuristics. That being said, for large-scale instances, a variant of GA showed slightly better performance. So while BSWO-RO4 is highly efficient in constrained search spaces, it will need to be improved further before being used at scale or for high dimensionality problems. If you'd like to dig deeper into their algorithms, or transfer functions, or the repair operator, I'd encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.